Today was supposed to be my day off, but apparently there's some weird odor in the house. If I can't get back in time for the new episode of Stepmom Island, I'm gonna be fuming. What is that terrible smell? I was just here 2 days ago. It's definitely coming from in there. What the hell? How is your room full of bottles and... are those socks? Why do they look so... crusty? Never mind, do not answer that. Are those bottles full of... ugh! And those socks... ugh! All this after only 2 freaking days? How did you... this is way above my pay grade as a maid. This place is a pigsty. There are cups and plates everywhere. Crumbs, stains. There's even a flashlight sticking out from under the bed. You weren't inspired by the last time I visited, were you? Please tell me you weren't. I told you that tight dress was only because my regular uniform got ruined at my previous client's place, and I had to borrow my co-workers. It's not my fault. She's so much less in dough than I am. I didn't ask to be showing peach and melons all shift, and certainly not to you. I don't like that I had to clean your room so thoroughly because you kept conveniently spilling right in front of your chair. And the 2 days after, I was scrubbing on my hands and knees. Your room is full of... ugh, socks. God, please tell me you've bathed since then. Your room reeks like a funky... bleach smell. Wow, you stink. Butt in the chair now. Your room isn't gonna get any cleaner with you stinking it up. Don't close your eyes like that. This isn't for your pleasure. I'm only using these ear picks on you to get the gunk out before cleaning your ears. We have to start somewhere, and I don't want you nasting up my sponges. How did they get so dirty in only 2 days anyway? I swear, your ears are almost as filthy as your mind is. Yeah, idiot. You weren't exactly subtle when you were staring at my chest when I was innocently trying to dust your room. Your eyes were as wide as dinner plates and as you were starting to drool. No wonder you went crazy and had a 2-day gun session over your curvy maid cleaning up after you. You're such a loser. I'm the only girl you've been within 5 feet of in a year, aren't I? Close your mouth. Your mom doesn't count. I bet if I logged into your computer, behind you, it would open straight up to some lame video game Discord where you're bragging about your maid with a big honking anime waifu booba. To all your fellow gooners. Hey, if your eyes drift any lower, this pick is going through your ear into your brain. Got it? I'm not doing this to put on a show for you. Yes, eyes up here. Good boy. Is that what you wanted to hear? Oh, my mommy Milker's maid called me such a good boy, Poggers. If you spent less time touching yourself and more time touching grass, you might be able to get a girlfriend like me, you dork. At least being such a dirty dweeb made your ears so dirty that you got a cute maid like me to clean your ears. Speaking of, I think the pigs have gotten them mostly clean, so we can start washing them now. That's a bit better. Don't worry, the water's warm. I'll move behind you so I can reach your ears better. Having such a mean maid clean your ears is so embarrassing, isn't it? Because you couldn't keep yourself clean. Instead of working on the house like I was hired to, I'm having to wash your ears like you're a little kid. You didn't even get a caring and motherly maid, no. You got one who's absolutely sick of your crap. But you don't care, no. If I could see your face, I know you'd have a big, dumb smirk because you're into this. You actually like me being so rude to you just because I'm a hot maid, a big booba. So shallow that I can be as mean to you as I want just because of how I look and because I'm in this maid dress. You probably aren't even listening anymore. It's for the best because I'm honestly not sure if this soap is even made for human skin. Oh, Master, are you listening? This soap may include harsh chemicals. If you want me to stop, you better speak up. See? Nothing. Crickets. The only thing on your head is a five-letter word with two B's and two O's. I guess that makes it easy on me. No need to check if you're comfortable. I can just clean away. Scrub, scrub, scrub. If I wasn't having to do this to you, I'd enjoy it quite a bit. It's strangely satisfying rubbing the sponges on ears like this. All this warm, soapy water. No having to crawl around. No little perv staring at me while I'm wiping the white stains at the bottom of their desk. I could get used to this. He looks weirdly relaxed as well, as if from a sensation or the sound. My ears are enjoying it too. It's almost tingly. Is this what you call a cigar? I never gave it a chance because I didn't want to hear my ears getting licked. But it's nice. I might give it a try. Hell, I have the cleavage for the thumbnails. Why not? Maybe I can start making more money than I do here. With the overtime from taking the shift today, I can afford to shop for some things to tap on. I already know one little degenerate to test it on. He's been uncharacteristically quiet, actually. No. God damn it. Hey, loser. I'm talking to you. I can see a reflection. Wipe that stupid grin off your face. I wasn't pushing them into your back on purpose. You're just big, and you're just such a useless gooner that I have to lean forward in order to clean your ears for you. This idiot getting rewarded for living in filth. Way to go. If you had just stayed chill and normal, I'd still be washing you. Finally, that smells a lot better. I'll dry you off, but only so you don't make a mess dripping water everywhere. There's got to be something nearby I can use that you haven't used. Crusty? Nope. That sock is sticking straight up? Nope. That towel has mushrooms growing on it? Nope. This one looks clean. You're already smelling so much better. How is it possible your ears of all things are stinking up the room? You're a mystery to me. I just don't understand loser culture, I guess. When we're done, you're still gonna go shower, and I'm gonna grab the hazmat suit in my car to clean those bottles and socks. Ugh, so gross. So gross. And the thought of it being after my shift here. I don't want to think about it. No. Close my eyes, think happy thoughts, cute dogs, fresh pasta carbonara, laying at home in my big bed, this loser trapped in a locker, that's better, humiliated for peeping on the cheerleaders and crammed in a tiny locker, waiting for his senpai to find him, except she doesn't exist because this is real life. Everything looks clean and dry, so... Huh? You're asking if I'm going to rub lotion on your ears? Okay, hold on. I'll grab it off your desk. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Not doing that. Look at your face. Did you think this is a full service bathing appointment? Idiot. Stupid, stupid, stupid. No, I'm not using my bare hands to rub lotion on you. I'm here to clean the house, not make your dreams come true. Maybe if I had gloves on me, and you had, say, $300 lying around? No? Okay, then you get the no contact dry. I really did such an incredible job turning those filthy ears into this. I could charge for this. Okay, we're done. Go to the shower. I already put a clean towel in there. Go on. I'm not bending over to clean under the desk until I hear the water turn on and know you're safely out of pervert staring range. And as payment for my services, I'll help myself to this fancy microphone on his desk. He won't even notice it's gone. I'll put it to better use. If he complains, I can send him my first video as an apology. What should I call my channel? Need it to stand out. Mean Maid ASMR? That could work.